You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
We are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday morning. Oh, yay. I saw some cotton candy out there. Where is it?
Oh, yeah. Right. It was very pretty this morning.
Yeah, now the clouds have kind of taken over a little bit, but it looked like it was going to be a beautiful sunrise. And it still is. Okay, I'm looking out there.
A little darker, a little more subdued than Monday, but very, very pretty.
Yeah, but a good day nonetheless. And we now know who will be the 47th president of the United States.
Congratulations to Donald Trump.
That's right. And did you know that there's only been one other president in U.S. history? I'm going to do some trivia on you. One other president in United States history that has done a non-consecutive two terms. Do you know who that is?
Oh, I don't. I would guess maybe John Adams.
Oh, you are so close in the fact that they're old and dead.
And that's it. That's as close as you got. Who was it?
Grover Cleveland.
I never would have gotten Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland. You don't remember Grover's presidency in 1885 and then again in 1893?
What are you implying, that I would know that?
Ooh, hold on. Where's my foot?
Yeah. Yep. Check your mouth.
Oh, there it is. Grover Cleveland served as the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, and now Donald Trump will be the second president to serve two non-consecutive terms. 45 and now 47th. He'll be sworn in on January 20th, 2025.
Quite an election yesterday, man. I vote in Orrington, so it was like 10 minutes in and out because there just aren't, you know, that there were, I mean,
that
it was
many
busy.
People there, yeah.
It was busy, but it wasn't like Brewer. I went by the Brewer Auditorium and I don't think there was a parking space in the lot.
There was not. I went at 10:30 right after we got off the air, and shout out to Autumn and all the other kind people. As soon as I walked in, they go, "Are you?" And I'm like, "Uh-oh." I'm like, "Yeah. Do you like me or no?" And they go, "Oh, no, we like you." And I'm like, "Okay. Whew. Let me hide my ballots then, because I don't want that to be an issue. I want you to keep liking me, just in case we don't agree on some things."
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're walking around, after you vote in a private booth, you're walking around with your open ballot so everybody can see what you voted for. I'm like,
right, and then you have to slide it into that machine.
Right, which everybody can see.
There's a worker standing there watching it go into the machine.
I'm like, what's the point of the privacy booth? Because after I voted, I stood in line for about 40 minutes, and proudly, by the way, and shout out to everybody at Brewer. I don't know if they were volunteers, if they were working with the whatever. They were fantastic. So kind, so friendly, made the process enjoyable. There was a family behind me, a mom teaching her young kids. They were there, like, they were voting as a family, and she was getting them involved in the election process. And I was like, oh, this is so cute.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but 20 minutes in, I got sick of them yapping, so I put my headphones on. These kids have so many questions.
Good news today, by the way, at 7:20 is going to be about kids learning about the election process in a really cute way.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
We also have a great giveaway that we are doing right now. We'll tell you about that coming up in 10 minutes. Yeah, sure. And that much more fun today on Q106.5. Happy Wednesday. Dustin Lynch, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. And coming up 8:20 this morning, we have that code that you'll need to enter on the Q106.5 app for an epic experience.
Yeah, going to San Diego, California in March to see Kane Brown in concert, including round-trip airfare for two, two nights hotel accommodations for two, two tickets to the show, and $500 in spending money. So you can have some fun while you're in California.
And if you bring one of us, we get to be your hype man for the entire time, 2 days. So everywhere you go, we introduce you. We scream, "Hey, look." Like, say your name's Jennifer. Jennifer, the most beautiful girl in the world, has just walked into the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Hype man. I thought you said height man, and I was going to say, well, that's you.
I mean,
that's not me.
I can be both.
Okay.
Yeah. So that opportunity, first code of the day is 8:20. You do not want to miss that. As far as the election goes, if you're just waking up, breaking news as we were getting on the air, it is official. President Trump is the president again, 47th. He will be sworn in on January 20th. As far as local elections go, I guess the Congress election between I don't even know the two gentlemen.
Austin Terrio and Jared Golden.
Isn't that interesting? I've heard their ads ad nauseum over and over, and I could not think of either of their names. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, too close to call. That actually may go into ranked choice voting because neither one of them really has, I don't think, a large enough variety, a large enough majority to be able to take the seat. So they may go into ranked choice.
By the way, we get a pass on everything today. Mispronunciations.
Do we?
Misspeaking.
It was
kind
of a long night, yeah.
It was a long, I was up all night watching. Oh, pop quiz for you.
Yeah.
What two states split their electoral votes? Because I didn't know this was a thing. And then I heard Maine did it, and I was like,
yeah.
What? Really? That's cool. I wish they did that in California.
Other than Maine, I have no idea.
Ooh, I have the answer for you coming up then.
Oh, okay.
In 10 minutes, there's one other state that does it too. There's only 49 choices.
Right.
You want to just pick one? Throw it out there.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're so close. You're kind of close.
Okay. Oh, and just a note, if you have a state of Maine flag, yeah, don't get rid of it.
We'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Coming up, too. It's all 10 minutes away right here on David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday. What's it called when you fall in love with your captor? What's that condition called?
Oh.
Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome.
I think I have Stockholm Syndrome from political ads.
I have not captured you.
Oh, no, sorry. Not you.
Okay.
I'm in love with you. You're fantastic. I get to see you every day. You're wonderful.
Aww.
No, but I have Stockholm Syndrome from the political ads.
What? You're actually going to miss them?
I'm like, well, something feels off today. There's nobody yelling at me through the radio. Where are they? Tell me to do something. And then I hear another one that goes against whatever I just heard.
It's not bothering me at all.
I don't know. There's like a big part of my heart missing this morning.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Nope. Like I don't said. Miss it.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Okay, there are two states that split their electoral votes.
Right.
Man, I wish they did in California. It's a lot of electoral votes out there. Maine is one of them.
Okay.
Which I never knew this was a thing. Somebody told me that yesterday. I was like, what? They do? And they have four? And you can give one to somebody else? That's weird. And that's what happened yesterday. I think Donald Trump got one electoral vote here.
Right.
The other state that does it, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
It's the most boring state out there.
It's the most boring state out there?
Yep.
Ohio?
Oh, see, I set you up. You just offended everybody from Ohio.
I don't think anyone in Ohio is listening to me.
Oh, they do. On the Q106.5 app, we have huge numbers there.
Not anymore.
Nebraska.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're right. Right. Yeah.
Because you drive across Nebraska and it's just like,
corn. Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they have a population there to split, actually, because it's so nothing there. Omaha's nice.
I'm sure the people that live in Nebraska love Nebraska.
I don't think so, Miss Cindy. I really don't. I didn't see too many people smiling. I stopped in Omaha, and I'm telling you, I didn't see one person smiling. Not like here. You walk around here and everyone's smiling, waving. They're very friendly.
That's right.
But in Nebraska, they're just like, yeah, we know. We drive it every day, too. It never ends. It's just the perpetual cornfields. That's it. That's all we have.
Yeah.
So you said don't get rid of your state flag just yet. Why is that?
Not looking good that the new flag is going to be approved. As a matter of fact, it's not. I mean, the latest results that I've seen are 71% of the votes in. So unless everybody from here on in says, yes, change the flag, it's not going to pass.
That was odd to me because that's a flag from like a century ago, right?
It was the flag from like 1902 to 1904.
But then they changed it a little bit.
It was like a placekeeper until they came up with something else.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to offend anyone who was. It's a cool flag. I'm just not sure.
No, you can offend people. You hate the flag. You think it's a disgusting flag.
I don't hate it. And I don't think it's disgusting.
You should chop that tree down, a ridiculous little tree down on that little flag, and get rid of it.
I'm just not sure where the initiative came from.
Yeah, it is a little strange.
Saw this flag from 1902 and said, oh, we have to have this. I'm just not sure where it initiated.
All joking aside, I do like the design. I get why. It's got that 2024 vibe. It has that 21st century vibe. It's very simple.
It's very simple as opposed to the main state flag. Yes.
And I think that's what somebody was going for. But almost there. Almost.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not a big fan of our state flag because you have to really, really look at it to see what it is.
It says Derrigo, right?
It's two guys. And it's like, if you really look at it, okay, it's a farmer and a fisherman. And then people will tell you there's a moose on it. Really?
Really?
Oh, there it is. There's the moose. Okay. You really have to look at this coat of arms. So I'm not a big fan of the flag we have. I'm just not sure if the 1902 flag was.
Yeah, how odd that somebody was like, there was a placeholder flag over 100 years ago. Let's go back to that, the placeholder. That, you know, they just use that as, you know, as temporary. Yeah. You want to go back to the temporary one from over 100 years ago?
But on the other hand, like you, I kind of like the design. It's very simple
and
very memorable, which I don't think our state flag is.
Well, like you said, don't get rid of it.
Right.
But they can still fly those too, right?
Right, exactly. No reason why you can't. But the official state flag, it looks like, is going to stay the coat of arms.
I think it should be something that has nothing to do with Maine, just for fun, to really throw people off. I don't know. Like people that are from away. Because when I came here, I was like, do polar bears live here? They had like really throw them off. Make it a polar bear, a big, gnarly polar bear. And then everybody was like, whoa, they have polar bears in Maine. And you go there and like, no, it's just on our flag.
With a Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman next to him. Because people were always asking, isn't that part of Canada?
Yeah. All right, coming up, what is your gross bug story? Everybody has one. We're gonna have some lighthearted fun today. Why? Because yesterday was exhausting. I stayed up all night, and I know
I can't believe you stayed up all night.
I couldn't stop watching. I knew one way or the other there was gonna be history, and I was like, I don't want to feel left out. I want to see what happens. And it's true that now we have made history with Donald Trump being a president, the second president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up, we got a bug story that's been in the headlines. It is so gross. And let's see if you can beat it with your bug stories. We'll share all that. Coming up on Q106.5, we're David and Cindy.
Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm out there today. Slight chance you may get an isolated rain shower today, but overall, those chances look minimal, and most areas likely stay dry. Temperatures today will be in the 60s along the coastline, upper 60s, low 70s inland, maybe some record highs in spots today. West-southwesterly winds will be gusty, up to 25 to 30 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows in the 40s, and then look for a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. A little bit cooler, highs in the upper 40s to mid 50s with a northwesterly breeze. Friday looks good. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures again in the upper 40s to mid 50s. A little bit cooler to start the weekend, but overall looks like a good day Saturday with mostly sunny skies and temperatures Saturday topping off in the 40s to near 50 degrees. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist Hudson Cox.
56 degrees now at Q106.5.
Yeah, you can win the opportunity to go see him in San Diego, California. Coming up here at 8:20, we got the first code of the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, you enter that on the Q106.5 app. Get tickets for two to the show on March 13th, 2025 in San Diego. And you get a hotel stay for two nights, $500 spending cash. We'll pay for the flights to get you out there with a friend. Or you can bring one of us. And the offer still stands. If you bring one of us, we will be your hype person.
That's
everywhere
right.
You go. From the moment we get on the plane, we'll be like, look at Jennifer with the sexy legs getting on the plane. Ladies, give it up for her. She has a great personality too. She's wonderful.
Contest winner right here. She's doing this for free. Woohoo!
We really need the brr, brr, brr sound effect.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah. Why? Because when I do it, brr, 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 it's close, right? I think mine's better. We're going to talk about gross bug stories this morning. And if there's anything more to update about as far as the election goes, locally and nationally, I mean, I think we've all seen the alerts of who won the president.
Right.
President Trump.
Right.
And I think there's still the Congress. And I can't believe I still can't remember their names.
Jared Golden and Austin Terrio. We will be following that on the Q106.5 app. By the way, there is a list of the numbers so far.
Okay.
So, if anything, that one is very, very close right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if anything breaks, we will share it here. In the meantime, we're going to talk gross bug stories. Here's why. I got one for you. It's okay. Not mine. Let me make that very clear. This is not mine.
If this had happened to you, you would be like in a what am I trying to think of? See, neither one of us has slept that much.
Yeah. If this was me.
In a fetal position somewhere, laying down, maybe thumb in your mouth going, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I would be in hiding. And it certainly wouldn't be in the news. I wouldn't be sharing the story.
Look what happened to me.
Here is the headline. Live cockroach. Already, right? You're grossed out.
Yes.
Nobody. Does anybody like cockroaches?
No.
You know, and they're very social creatures. I mean, they just love to go out and hang out.
You turn the light on, they run.
Well, not
with me. They say, hey, I'm eating your food.
Because they know you're going to kill them. You're going to all they're looking for is a meal. And you're like, you're going to kill me because I'm trying to get some food? I know I'm gross looking. Jeez Louise. Also, my name is gross. Cockroach. Well, who came up with that?
I don't know.
Somebody did not do that bug any favors.
No.
They looked at it. They were like, that is the nastiest thing I've ever seen. What's the nastiest name I can give it? Cockroach!
Okay, so he found a live cockroach.
Removed from man's small intestine.
Yeah, he didn't find it, actually.
A man's indigestion and bloating were caused by a live cockroach that was found in his small intestine. According to People magazine, a man in India sought medical care after noticing he was suffering from indigestion and bloating after eating. Doctors found that a cockroach was still alive and was inside his small intestines. They removed the cockroach, which was about the size of a penny, and it stayed alive the entire time. These things do not die.
They don't die.
And they can live in like any temperature, any climate. They do not die.
Or in intestines, apparently.
Oh,
that's so gross. So gross.
They love wet, warm, humid climates.
Yuck.
Yeah, thank you.
Yuck.
Yeah. Okay.
So gross.
Do you have a gross bug story? Everybody has one.
Oh, yeah.
I got a pretty good one.
Or more than one, yeah? What's yours?
I'll share it coming up.
All right.
10 minutes away. It does have to deal with. I have so many actually gross bug stories, but the first, I'm going to go with the first one that popped in my head, and it has to deal with cockroaches. Ooh. What about you?
I have one that deals with cockroaches, and I have a more main story that deals with a mosquito.
Ooh.
A large mosquito.
That's on the way, and we want to hear your stories. 207-991-9500. We're David and Cindy. Five, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day today. Warm, hot.
Yeah.
Woo!
Once again, enjoy it because it will be cold tomorrow.
Yeah, what is this roller coaster? My goodness.
I don't know.
This morning we're discussing, what is your gross bug story? Here's why. Because in addition to all of the election headlines, which, yeah, there was an election yesterday.
Yeah.
And President Trump just became the 47th president of the United States.
Right.
The other headline that we're staring at is that a man had a live cockroach removed from his small intestine.
It's so gross.
Oh, gosh.
At least it was, what they said, the size of a penny. Because when I think cockroaches, I think like, you know, a couple inches long at least.
Miss Cindy.
I still don't want it in my intestine alive, but, you know.
So what they're saying, speculating, is that he consumed the cockroach somehow. Yuck. And hold on.
Who would?
They had to remove it.
I'm sorry if you're eating your breakfast right now.
I don't know how they removed it. Like, which route do you go?
I don't want to think about that.
I mean, the shortest route would
be. Right, exactly.
So when they removed it, it was still alive.
So gross.
Not
for long.
Dude, I don't know. At that point, you go, dude, you survived all that. Like, you get to go. Just go free, little buddy. Go free.
But not in the hospital.
You.
That would be bad.
What is your gross bug story? Everybody has one. Miss Cindy, I know you have a couple.
Well, my cockroach story, I spent part of a summer in New Jersey and, long before I met my husband, and my then boyfriend and I had gone to the store and bought groceries and toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
And we got back to the apartment and I went into the bathroom and I'm sitting on the toilet and I took this brand new roll of toilet paper and took a wrapping off it, and a cockroach that was at least 3 inches long walked out onto my hand, and I freaked. Yeah, I ran out in the living room yelling something that I will not repeat here.
Oh, come on.
Get me the out of New Jersey is what I was saying.
Yeah, and you taught New Jersey a lesson there, because you were like, I will never be involved ever again with New Jersey in any fashion whatsoever.
Right.
I hate New Jersey. That's where's your husband from?
New Jersey.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
I actually grew up about 30 minutes from where I was at that point.
Have you gone back to try to find your cockroach friend?
No.
Okay. No. I have a cockroach story too, and it's I was spending the night. I must have been like 10, 9, I don't know. Well into puberty. Like, I've already finished puberty at that point. Remember, I went through puberty at the age of 5.
That's right.
And I was a full-grown man by the age of 6, 7, you know. So I'm a grown man, 9, 10 years old, hanging out with my friends who are still precocious little.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm lying on the floor at a sleepover.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I feel things kind of tingling my hair.
Oh.
I'm like, what is that? And then I feel it all up my arm and I'm like, what is going on? What is this? Because at this point, I've never drank or anything, but it kind of feels like, you know, the tingles.
Right.
It was maybe 20 cockroaches all over me.
You must have been very sweet. Yeah. They were like, oh, he looks tasty.
Or that house was very dirty.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. I'm like, how do you have so many cockroaches in this home?
That's really gross. That's really gross. I would be like, I go home now.
I can't remember. I remember I was like, I'm not sleeping on the floor. Like, I have to, I think they gave me like a couch or something at that point. Like, I got to go sleep in the living room. But even then, I was like,
cockroaches in the couch.
They're like, how do you have that many cockroaches in your home? Like, you know, they have spray. What is your gross bug story? 207-991-9500.
I have a Maine ghost story that I will tell coming up. You can also leave your story on the Q106.5 app or leave us a voicemail.
You have a Maine bug story?
I have a Maine bug story. Is that, what did I say?
You said ghost story.
Did I say ghost story?
Well, if you killed the bug.
Neither one of us has slept much, so.
Listen, we were up last night watching everything. We get it. Well, I told you, we get a pass on everything today.
Say it wrong, whatever you want to say.
Hey, we're deep into fall, and it's time to bring the heat. From the Heating Lodge, don't be left in the cold, or leave your poor family or employees in the cold, or the cockroaches in the cold. The Heating Lodge is your place, what?
Nothing.
You got to heat the cockroaches that are in your home, too.
Sure.
I mean, they can survive any climate, but let's make them comfortable.
Okay.
They went through the effort of sneaking into your home. Just head to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at all their wood pellet and gas stoves. So many designs to choose from. Oh, and they have, they're your place for the top brand name grills, too. Also, fire tables. Absolutely beautiful. Keep you enjoying your patio well into the winter. Oh, the snow's falling and you're out there sipping on a cup of hot cocoa. Right, and you're right around your fire table on the most premium furniture that you can also get from Heating Lodge, Polywood. Intimation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Two locations now, Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their other location is in Newport on Moosehead Trail. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order today at heatinglodge.com. Happy Wednesday, and if you missed the news, you're just waking up. We do have a new president. I think we were going to have a new president.
Right.
President Donald Trump. President-elect Donald Trump is going to be the 47th president. He'll be sworn in January 20th. And any other election updates as we receive them, we will break them here. I know we're still waiting on numbers for the local, not the local, but the Congress seat that was up for grabs here in the state of Maine.
What are their names?
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Jared Golden and Austin Terrio.
How do I not?
Looks to be going to ranked choice voting.
Their ads were everywhere.
I know.
Relentless. It's nonstop. And I can't remember their names. We're talking about the grossest bug story before we get into good news. The grossest bug story, all inspired by a man who had a live intestine or a live cockroach. I was up all night.
I know.
A live cockroach removed from his small intestine. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was alive.
Yeah.
And
yep. Just living
still
in there.
Still alive. And so that inspired
the... little fire. I wonder why I have heartburn.
Yeah. That's what he was like. I have indigestion. It's like there's something moving in there a lot. Like really quickly. What is that? It's a cockroach. What is your gross bug story? I got a couple of calls on hold. We'll get to those next segment. In the meantime, Q106.5 app, a couple texts that we receive. Mark in Millinocket, his nickname is Chambo. I love on the Q106.5 app, you can add your nickname.
Yeah.
And his nickname is Chambo, which I love.
Yeah.
He goes, my bug story, I was driving my motorcycle and a lunar moth came right at my head. Thought it just flew over my head because they are so light. So a few short minutes later, I had a tickle on my upper lip. So I licked it and I almost threw up. It was that the bright green blood dripping down my face. When I cut off my bike, I noticed that the moth hit just under my helmet. It was so gross that they taste disgusting.
That is really, really, really gross. It's amazing the bugs that you encounter on a motorcycle. It's Jojo who calls herself Scaredy Cat from Corinna, says she was out for a ride on the back of a motorcycle. Her ex was in front when he was struck by a giant June bug. It was an amazing sight to see. It appeared in slow motion as his juice droplets passed by my eyes. What a sight it was to see when he got stuck.
Oh, so gross. Good, it was your ex and not you that got hit. But sorry about the June bug gut droplets.
Yeah, the advantage of riding on the back of a motorcycle.
Yeah. All right, we'll continue. Like I said, we have some calls on hold. We'll get to those next segment. In the meantime, let's hear some good news, shall we?
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. It's never too early to teach kids about elections. It's something that they're going to grow up with and need to know how they work. So on Election Day, the teachers at Highland Preschool in Hamden explained the basic principles of the voting process to the kids, and then let them cast their ballots,
mm-hmm.
not for the candidates. They weren't voting for the president, rather the best flavor of Teddy Graham crackers.
Oh, it's chocolate, hands down. You dip it in vanilla. Oh, wait, really? Did I get it right?
Yes, and you're right.
Oh, my God, I have the mentality of a child.
Those little chocolate Teddy Grahams taste like little brownie bites.
Oh.
They're so amazing.
And I'm telling you, give me some vanilla icing with that. Ooh, game over.
Chocolate chip came in third, honey was second, and the winner was declared as the chocolate Teddy Grahams. They actually got to go into a booth. And they had samples of all of them, and they had to taste the samples and then vote for which one they wanted. I hope that they got to, finish off the boxes when they were done, especially the chocolate. I remember during the pandemic, the chocolate ones were so hard to come by.
Oh, really?
I couldn't find them anywhere. Trust me. I went to, every
store. Yeah, everybody wanted them.
I think I finally ordered them online.
That and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a toilet paper issue here, too?
Yeah,
that was nationwide.
Yeah, I have a picture somewhere of the first time I walked into Hannaford and the bread aisle was, completely empty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just I'm so happy we're past that. My goodness, what a nightmare that was.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to hear that story. I think that's so adorable. And they got to taste their candidates. I'm really happy that that's not how our election.
Yes.
Can you imagine you walk into a booth and they're like, here's a hair sample of Donald Trump. And you just go ahead and swirl that around.
Yeah.
Get and then, really yeah, you got Kamala Harris. Here's a hair sample.
That's really gross.
And you can go ahead and vote for your best flavor.
Yeah. No, give me Teddy Grahams anytime. Make sure they're chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Q106.5,
your gross bug stories coming up. Oh, and that code for the Kane Brown experience is at 820. Keep it here. David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening. Q106.5, that, of course, Tim McGurra on Q106. Ernie said it. David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday. We're lagging a little bit today because a lot of us were up last night watching the election.
Right.
By the way, if you're just waking up, it did break a couple hours ago that President-elect Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. Sworn in January 20th. So looking forward to that. And all the measures locally, it seems like they have passed except for the flag one.
Yeah, it looks like all of the questions on the ballot are going to pass except for the flag. The flag is not, from the looks of it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
Shelley
hated Pingree, the flag. We got it. Yeah.
Shelley Pingree reelected, Angus King reelected. Jared Golden and Austin Terrio's race looks to be headed to ranked choice voting. That's a very close race.
And I have no idea what that means, but I'm just going to nod and smile at you, Miss Cindy, and be like, mm-hmm, yep, ranked choice voting. That's absolutely what's going to happen next. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shout out to Brewer. I got to go vote yesterday, my very first time in Maine. And a special shout out to Autumn. Very nice woman there. And as soon as I walked in, she was like, are you the guy from Q106? I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm looking at her facial reaction. I'm like, is that okay? Or did I say something to offend you? And she had a biggest smile on her face. And everybody had a smile there. All the workers, all the volunteers. And it was so efficient. It was just an incredible experience. And the whole time I was in line, there was a family behind me. Well, mom with her four kids. And she was, like, doing a family experience. Like, we're all voting together. And it was so cute. I just loved it. She was teaching them about the election. And about halfway in, because the whole process was 40 minutes standing in line, I had to put my headphones in because the kids kept yapping.
So you've been here 5 months now?
Almost, I think six.
Okay. You walk into the polling place, immediately get recognized. I walked into my polling place, lived here all my life, worked here 37 years, and she asked my name over again. But that's okay. Everyone in Orrington was great. The process was very quick. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts were there.
Were they doing the meals?
They had some meals. They had some baked goods. They had some cupcakes that I had to walk away from because they totally would have bought one. And I probably should have. But, you know, for them, I should have bought it. But for me, I really didn't need that cupcake.
Yeah, got it.
I really wanted it. Really didn't need it.
You earned it. You voted.
That's right.
I'm going to go back and get. Are they still there?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it was just like an election thing.
Did you see in Bangor they ran out of stickers?
No, oh my gosh, I would be so upset. I actually had that fear at the end. I was like, why am I even here if there's not a sticker? Why am I even here if there's not a sticker? I need to post it to social media.
Our coworker Chris Popper and his wife had to pose in front of a picture of Paul Bunyan that said, I voted.
That is
someone took their picture
so
because
sad.
There were no stickers.
I would be so angry.
It's awesome that many people showed up to vote.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Still want that sticker.
Still want the sticker.
You got to brag to everybody that you voted.
That's right.
Yeah, let them know.
Yeah.
So today, outside of the election, we are talking about the other big headline, which is a man had a live cockroach removed from his small intestine. Uh-huh. That's true. It's
that's
a true story.
So gross.
And it's absolutely disgusting. So we're taking your calls, texts, and voice messages on your gross bug story. Everybody has one. Everybody.
Jen Thompson went on the Q106.5 Facebook page and said, I was in my friend's kitchen once. I had a straw in my mouth, breathing through it, pretending to be underwater. A housefly happened to go by the end, and I sucked it right up into my mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
Which I feel her pain because my main gross bug story.
Right.
I was talking with some friends standing outside in the Hanford parking lot, hot summer night. And this one of you know those really large mosquitoes that are so disgusting looking?
Yeah.
Flew across in front of my face just as I inhaled and I sucked that thing right down my throat.
Oh, with the long legs?
Yeah.
Are those mosquitoes or are those mosquito eaters?
I think they're mosquito eaters.
Yeah,
mosquito. And I was a mosquito eater.
Right here. And that's how we end that segment right now. Let's talk about Harvest Moon Deli.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Harvest Moon Deli. It's
by the way, your calls are coming up. We have a couple people on hold. Hang tight.
So much better than eating a mosquito eater, for sure. If you go to Harvest Moon Deli, their sandwiches are amazing. Especially this month, their sandwich of the month, because it's, you know, Thanksgiving month, is Give Me All Your Stuffin', a traditional Thanksgiving night sandwich loaded with turkey, stuffing, and cranberry mayo, which is delicious. Grilled to perfection on their cast iron press and served with a pickle. They have the best pickles. Have it any way you like. I like mine on hearty sunflower bread because it just holds all of that stuffing and turkey and cranberry mayo. It's so good. Harvest Moon Deli's huge menu has sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads. Trying all the different flavor combinations will take you a while, so make Harvest Moon Deli part of your routine for lunch or dinner. Everything is made fresh, so you can customize your sandwich, wrap, or salad. Anticipate the best meal of November with Harvest Moon Deli Sandwich of the Month for November. Give me all your stuffin'. Try one today. There are 8 locations in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, and Augusta, and 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Columbia Street, and Griffin Road. By the way, on Monday, 5% of all sales will be donated to the Maine Veterans Project for Veterans Day. Like, you need another reason to go there on Monday. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
Ow. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Can't thank you enough for making us your station here on a Wednesday morning. We love being your morning show and laughing with you. Lots of election stuff, of course. We'll do a little bit of an update here shortly after the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
But right now we are talking about your grossest bug story. Here's why. Because there's two headlines that we saw this morning.
Yeah.
Obviously, one, President Trump.
Right.
And then two, a man had a live cockroach removed from his small intestine. By the way, again, I mentioned this earlier. It's the ugliest bug in the world.
Yeah.
And somebody looked at that and said, we are going to make it even worse by calling it a cockroach.
Yeah, we can't call it like a, I don't know,
a Daisy.
A pretty bug or a ladybug.
Yeah. Something, I don't know, like tingly fella.
Yeah. No, cockroach. Yeah.
He was a tingly fella in that guy's small intestine. Okay, yeah, I threw up. I know what I said. I heard it. I apologize.
Anyone who's eating breakfast this morning listening to us is going, guys.
I know. Well, let's keep it going. We'll go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Tienda from St. Albans.
Hi, Tienda.
Are you still talking about the yucky cockroach stories?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Or any bug, but yeah.
I have one, but I had to stop and ask my sister if it was okay to tell because it was embarrassing.
Oh.
When we were really little, do you know the cups with the straws in them? We were, my dad used to work at a lot of the tanneries and stuff, and my mom used to really watch his lunchbox because cockroaches would come home in it. Wow. And then she'd have to get rid of them. Well, my sister had her bowl of cereal and her juice for breakfast, and when she got ready to take a drink out of the cup,
yeah,
a cockroach was in the straw, and it come up, and she bit it in half.
Oh, that's so gross.
But I wouldn't put it, I wouldn't tell you unless you said it was okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. So it was no longer a cockroach, it was just roach.
It was gross. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for grossing us out this morning. That's exactly what we wanted.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Ew.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Let's keep it going. Okay. Back to the phones. Good morning, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Bruce from Brooks again. How you doing, man?
Oh, we love hearing from Bruce. How are you?
Good. You know the bug story you want to hear?
Okay.
Okay. I was an electrician by trade, crawled in attics and everything else. And I went to have my hair cut, and the lady was washing my hair, and she found this bump on the back of my neck. So she was washing it. She said, well, we'll put a little peroxide on that, see if we can help you clean that up.
Oh, no.
Put peroxide on it, and it explodes with spiders.
Oh, come on. No, that's not real. That's not real, Bruce. Why are you telling us a fictional story?
That was actually God of fact, truth. What we had. The spiders just rolled out of them.
What did she do?
90% of them, but in a hair salon, I'm telling you, she was not impressed.
Oh my God! So a spider like laid their eggs inside of your neck?
Yeah.
That happens.
Wow.
I'm never sleeping again.
Exactly. There's a reason why I kill all the spiders in my bedroom.
Bruce, thank you so much for calling in. You have a great day, buddy.
You too, bud.
Move to Maine, they say. There's no poisonous spiders, they say.
Oh, they're not poisonous. I mean, they're not gross.
They're going to lay their eggs inside of your skin, and you're going to get a bump, and you're going to go get your hair cut, and they're going to think, oh, we'll just put some hydrogen peroxide on this. By the way, what a solution to a random bump on the back of your neck. Like, you might want to go to the doctor. No, some hydrogen peroxide. Well, you know what? It took care of the problem.
Yeah. Ooh. It definitely did. And then there was a whole new problem that needed to be taken care of.
I don't know if I would ever be able to live the same if I saw a bunch of spiders coming out of a little bump on somebody's neck.
Now, have you ever, not on obviously someone's neck, but have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen when an egg sac opens?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the videos.
I've seen it in my house.
Oh.
And they're just everywhere.
Yeah, little tiny things.
Actually, in my car once, too.
Okay, all right. Yeah. 207-991-9500, your gross bug stories. Also, the app works as well. And we have that code for that Kane Brown experience in Santiago, California. Coming up, 8:20 on David and Cindy.
So, no gross bug story here, but my hubby did it. Got a very nice, I'm pretty sure it was an 8-point buck the other day.
Yeah.
Beautiful deer. Is his season over? Of course not. There's still his doe permit to fill. If you're enjoying hunting season like my husband, remember Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln have all of your supplies, from firearms and ammo, sights and grips, to waterproof clothing and Blaze Orange. Actually, you know the Blaze Orange at Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters, not just for hunters. Everyone in my neighborhood is wearing it every time they leave the house right now. The folks at Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln love this time of year. They're Mainers, including owners Dave and Melissa. So they not only want to outfit you with everything you need for your hunt, including game calls, but they love to have you stop in, grab a cup of coffee, and tell them about that big buck you bagged. And if you don't have your deer yet, sign up for the Big Buck Contest. It has to be done before you get your deer. Speaking of coffee, every great adventure starts with it, so pick up some Black Rifle Company coffee, packaged and benefiting veterans, and it's delicious. Celebrate this season at Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln. And remember to tell them Cindy sent you.
Thank you so much for listening, and happy Wednesday. We had the election yesterday. Who'd you vote for? No, we're not going to do that again. So we do have...
No, but I will tell you, I went to McDonald's yesterday, and when they came on the speaker, I just started laughing. Because I could hear David going, who you voting for?
Who'd you vote for? Who you voting for? Oh, that's so funny. We do know that we have... we knew we were going to get a new president. We knew it was going to be a historic election one way or the other.
Right.
And now we have President Donald Trump, president-elect. He will be sworn in on January 20th as the 47th president after being the 45th. And coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to do a little pop quiz with Jordan Verge. I think he's going to cheat, though.
Oh,
because okay. I know he's listening right now. Donald Trump isn't the first president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
Right.
There was one other.
Right.
Do you know who it is?
I do.
Without cheating, do you know who it is? And Jordan, if you're listening, you little punk kid, don't look it up.
Well, of course he's going to look it up.
I know he is. And then he's going to come in and he's going to go, I don't know. Well, if I had to guess.
Oh, David, I know exactly who that is.
Right.
With his phone in front of his face. That was...
That's okay. He can cheat on that one because I have another question for him, too. And I'm not going to reveal that question right now.
Okay.
Because I know he's a cheater.
All right.
As far as the local races go, all the measures passed except for the flag. The old flag from like 100 years ago. They are not going to replace the current flag with that one, with the pine tree.
Right. As of the last time I checked the results, there were 71% of the results in. The flag thing is just not going to pass.
Oh my gosh, I feel so foolish.
Why?
Because I heard their political ads over and over. You have said their names multiple times. There is still a race here in Maine that has not been called. Oh.
Jared.
Gold member.
Golden. And Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Terrio.
Austin, got to start it with a T.
Yeah, very close race. So it looks like that may be headed to ranked choice voting.
Yeah, which one of those did you vote for? No, I'm kidding. Don't answer it. Don't fall for that.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, I don't talk about my political leanings.
People.
I'm one of those people who likes people to like me. And these days, if you say who you support politically, half the people you know hate you.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait for the day to where we can say it. And I really hope that happens. And we just respect each other and go, yeah. Listen, I disagree with you, but I love you.
Right.
I think you're a great person. Yeah.
You're misguided, but you're a good person.
Yeah. We're misguided. All right. Coming up, we have country music news and that code for the Kane Brown Experience. Miss Cindy, what do they get if they win this?
They get a trip to San Diego, California in March. Airfare for two. Round trip, by the way. We will bring you back. People ask that. That always makes me laugh.
No, you got to stay in California.
Okay, you're on your own getting back.
Yeah.
Two nights in a hotel, two tickets to the show, and $500 in spending cash.
Beautiful. Listen for that code.
I feel it's like Vanna White.
What do we have for that, Vanna? That's coming up right here on David and Cindy Q106.5. I do want to tell you about $10 Spawn Pool. I want to brag about them because whether you need expert advice or if you're looking for pool supplies, or just a hand with your latest project, whether it's a pool, hot tub, sauna, they've got you covered. Come visit $10 Spa and Pool, 96 Parkway South in Brewer, and make your backyard dreams a reality. That is their goal. They have a wonderful sales team there. I've met them all. They are absolutely fantastic, and I hate calling them a sales team because they're not really trying to sell anything. They're trying to assist you in, like I just said, making your backyard a reality. That's what they do, or making your backyard dreams a reality. That is all they care about. They're your fellow Mainers. They're your fellow neighbors. And they want to help you out, hook you up. And that's why I just adore Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. And they're getting ready to move to Bangor. So now is the time to take advantage of their inventory, because they don't want to move all that to Bangor from 96 Parkway South in Brewer, which is where they're located right now. So head over there, check out their saunas from two-person to six-person. Hot tubs, which financing, I didn't realize how affordable that is. Make a monthly payment on a hot tub to have that on your patio or backyard. It's so doable. Head over to Sand Dollar Spa and Pool right now, 96 Parkway South in Brewer. If you don't have time today, understand, got it, life, busy. They got a great website with everything they have to offer there. SandDollarSpa.com. SandDollarSpa.com. It's Sand Dollar Spa and Pool.
Yes, Q106.5,
David and Cindy joined every, joined in the 8 o'clock hour. Joined in the 8 a.m. hour.
There you go.
This segment.
David had like no sleep.
Can I get a script? Yeah, because I was up all night watching the election. Can I get a script for, hey, where's our internet?
Oh, too much fun to listen to him try to wing it.
The what? What did you stay up all night watching?
There was an election last night.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I missed it?
Did.
You came in here with two I voted yesterday. Twice.
By the way, again, shout out to the people at Brewer. They were absolutely fantastic. Autumn, if you're listening, you were wonderful. It was so nice meeting you. They were just so efficient, so great. It was the best 40 minutes of my life.
Yeah, Autumn, if you're listening, hello. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
It
wasn't the same Autumn. It was a different Autumn.
I just want to also say hi to my Autumn.
Yes, sure. Say hi to your Autumn. She's fantastic as well.
She's definitely sleeping.
Yeah,
there's no way.
You know, the polls in Bangor yesterday ran out of I voted stickers.
That's so crazy.
And Jordan had two yesterday.
Selfish.
So all his
you are a selfish pig. Selfish pig.
I saw our friend Chris Popper have to take a picture next to the I voted, is it Standee? With Paul Bunyan, right. And I was like, "Oh, I got two stickers."
Yeah. Seriously,
I got none.
If there was not a sticker, I would have gone to another polling place, because you got to do it for the Graham.
Absolutely. You can't go to a different polling place.
I would show up for I would place my vote, put them in the scanner like I did, but I would need a sticker. Like I'm going to another place. I'm like, can I get a sticker?
Yeah,
I would be that dork.
Yeah, or like I said, you can just vote twice. They'll give you two stickers if you vote twice.
Jordan, again, what's your email so people can email?
do the people at the polling place know you?
No, of course
okay,
not.
Okay, so David walked in yesterday. He's been here 6 months. Mm-hmm. He walked in. They knew mm-hmm. him immediately. Hey, aren't you David?
Just from looking at him? Or when you said your name? And
No, I walked in, and the young lady, Autumn, who I you know, mentioned.
Okay.
She was like, are you from Q106.5? And I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, do you like me or do you hate me? But she was the sweetest, and everybody was absolutely fantastic. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why you guys are surprised. I walk into a room, and of course, I'm... Hello? I mean, I'm surprised you two didn't get the same treatment. We're big-time celebrities in this town.
Yeah, well, apparently you are, because I walked in. I've lived here all my life, worked here 37 years, lived in Orrington for 13 years, and she asked my name over again.
Yeah. Cindy, it was the same thing. I said, oh, yes, my name is Jordan Burge. And they said, did you say Jordan Burge? What, can you spell that?
Did you say the incredible Jordan Burge?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's how people know you, Jordan.
The incredibly talented
Jordan Burge.
I said, listen, I'm here to vote twice, okay?
and did you say,
you voted as Jordan Burge and as
Jordan Burge
George
or whatever.
Burge. Yeah,
George Burge.
Hey, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do some trivia with you.
Okay.
Actually, can you stick around for the next segment?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to do trivia with you in the next segment about this election, but we want to share the code for this Kane Brown experience.
Sure, yeah. To win round trip airfare for two, two-night hotel stay, two tickets to see Kane Brown in San Diego in, what, March?
Yeah.
Yeah, March 13th, yeah.
Wow, March in California? That's probably incredible, right?
I can't tell if he has the code or not anymore. It's really frustrating.
All you need to potentially win this fantastic vacation is the Q106.5 app and this hour's code. So open up the Q106.5 app.
You have to have it. Come on. You've been on a roll.
Tap the Kane Brown button. Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour. David, I don't have it.
2.65. I get it. We were all up late last night watching. Right. I get it. 2.65.
Oh, I was watching Gilmore Girls
last night. Okay.
I went to sleep at a reasonable hour.
265.
265?
Yeah.
All right. That's this hour's code. 265. Do the things that I just said right there, and you could win the things I said.
Including watching Golden Girls?
Sorry.
Gilmore Girls.
I've got to keep up with Lorelai and Rory.
Oh, I have no idea about that. I don't know what that right. All right. Country music news.
Q 106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. I'm just going to say some facts right here, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I voted twice.
Yeah, okay.
we acknowledge that as a fact.
No, he didn't.
Exactly.
It's a joke. Listen, don't. Well, if you do, know what? Email him. He deserves it.
Okay.
I voted twice yesterday.
Leave your mean comments for Jordan Verge.
Moving on.
And Bailey Zimmerman, he just upped his grandson game, okay? I'm a grandchild, okay? And
I think we all are. Yeah.
You're right. I'm a grandchild. And the gifts that I got my grandparents don't equate to what Bailey Zimmerman just recently got his grandmother, okay?
Oh,
okay.
What did he get her?
Like, in my 27 years of life, everything added up doesn't come close to what he just did.
I saw this. Yeah, it's so sweet.
It's very, very wholesome. And I would happily buy my grandfather a Cadillac, but I just don't have the funds to do that. That's what Bailey Zimmerman did, for his grandmother recently. He posted a video and several shots of him and her on his Instagram with the caption, "Happy birthday to the sweetest soul I know. Grandma got a new caddy, baby."
That's so cool. Wow. Oh, I wish I could do that too.
Yeah. Seriously,
the video is so wholesome. It was them in like her garage, her pulling up and then opening up the garage door, and there's a new Cadillac right there with the big balloons that say 7-4. You know, I said,
oh, 74th birthday. Yeah.
Okay. Bailey Zimmerman says she's actually 77. I got the balloons wrong.
as long as he made it younger and not older, he's
sure,
safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all tell her happy birthday in the comments. You deserve the world and more. Love you so much, G-Ma. So there you go.
Super awesome. That's so sweet.
G-Ma, I like that. That's so cool.
And she did say, I told you an 05 Acura would be fine.
I didn't want a Cadillac. Yeah.
Who's going to pay the taxes on this, Bailey?
It's so funny.
Bailey will.
I did do something similar for my grandma. She had a 1998 Toyota Corolla, I believe. Little white car. Mm-hmm. And similar to what Bailey did, I you know, did something with a car and I wrecked it.
Whoops.
But insurance gave her a new car.
Oh, meaning I got her a new car.
That's your dad. Thank you very much. I'm like Bailey Zimmerman. All right, we have some political trivia. Without doing political talk, that's not the kind of show we want to do, but we do have some political trivia coming up. We're going to test the young mind of Jordan Verge, see where his generation is at with political knowledge.
And I'm pretty dumb, but I voted twice yesterday, so I should do fine with this trivia.
Q106.5. 106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined... now this is unprecedented, because we've never done this.
We're changing the script.
The incredible Jordan Verge, very talented Jordan Verge, is joining us for this segment.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully very knowledgeable about politics.
Yeah, we're going to do...
I'm excited.
A little bit of trivia, because the election was filled with history last night. Before we do that, we do want to thank everybody who volunteered and worked at all the polling places throughout Maine. You guys did a fantastic job.
Yeah, very, very busy day yesterday, and They kept everything running.
Absolutely. So efficient. Yeah. And you voted in Orrington. They were wonderful there.
Yes.
They didn't recognize you. And then Jordan Burge.
I went through twice, and each time they were very, very kind, very helpful.
Did not go through twice. Yeah.
And then I went to Brewer, and I got recognized immediately, I think, which is the biggest takeaway other than Jordan Burge's voter fraud. Yes.
Are you the amazing David?
Right. Because I walked in, and I was like, yeah, I am. And I was like, oh, here I am. It was amazing. I got to cut the line.
What are you, Luke Skywalker?
Like a Disney fast pass.
Yeah. I paid the extra $50 to cut the line. And no, I waited 40 minutes and proudly. It was 40 minutes, but it was a quick 40 minutes because I got to watch everybody smiling and having a great time. They were happy. They were all proud to vote. It was a beautiful thing to see. Got to go into a little booth, privacy booth. And then after that, I got to carry around my ballot exposed to everybody.
I was asking the guy next to me. I was like, hey.
Can I cheat off your paper?
Hey, I didn't study. What'd you get number four?
All right, speaking of not studying, you ready for your trivia?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right, President-elect Donald Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States, sworn in on January 20th, 2025. Mm-hmm. He was the president, the 45th president of the United States as well.
I remember.
He's now serving two non-consecutive terms.
Okay.
There's one. Did you cheat?
Did I? No.
Okay. There's one other president in history who served two non-consecutive terms.
This is fun.
Who is it?
So last night I was talking to Autumn about how historic this is, and I was saying, listen, Grover Cleveland. The answer to that trivia question as to who's the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. He's 22 and 24, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
What? Okay, for 5 extra points,
yeah,
which can be redeemed for absolutely nothing, what years did he serve Grover Cleveland his two presidencies?
Okay, give me a second. I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're taking a lot of time.
76?
No.
1876?
No. Close, though. Proud of you. 1885 to 1889 and 1893 to 1897.
A little earlier.
Who served in between him? President number 23. Nobody knows this guy. Who's Benjamin Harrison?
Like,
who's that? Does anybody know who Benjamin Harrison is?
No.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's his trivia question right there. He's the guy who was in between the Grover Cleveland terms.
Right.
I don't know.
That's him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
All right, your second trivia question. Okay. Are you ready?
Aye, Captain.
You taught me this yesterday, Jordan Burge.
That you can vote twice and no one will bat an eye at it?
Miss Cindy, will you reel him in?
No, not my job.
We are going to have the FBI raiding our small little studio here in Bangor, Maine, and we're going to get in so much trouble.
Okay. It's okay. They're after Jordan, so it's not going to affect us.
But I don't want to be an associate.
We're going to scramble for country music news because Jordan won't be here.
But listen, you know what happens here? Because I want to go home after this and take a nap because I was up way too late watching the election. I'm going to be pulled into questioning. I don't want to be hassled with that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be an accomplice.
Mm-hmm. And if the police come, I'm the 7'4" fellow who's very, very handsome and ripped. And
250 pounds of lean muscle. We have lean muscle.
I just moved here from California.
Okay, that's not you.
Okay.
You are still handsome.
Oh, thank you.
But you don't get recognized at polling places.
No,
like I
don't. No, they let me vote twice. That's what they do.
All right, Maine. You told me this yesterday. Maine can split their electoral votes.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And in fact, they did last night. One went to Trump and 3 went to Harris.
Yes.
What is the other state in the...
It's Nebraska.
Come on! How do you know this?
What do you mean? I'm a nerd.
I'm so proud of you. You're not a nerd at all. You're just very intelligent. I love that about you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
He's a nerd instead of, I was listening to you this morning, and that's how I heard it.
No, I mean...
No, he's like, I was absolutely not listening.
I was believing. Yeah, absolutely. When did you already say those things?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, so there's like doubt out there that I know that.
No, I don't... Okay. No. Nobody is doubting that you were not awake at 7 a.m.
I'm doubting it a little bit.
I absolutely was not awake at 7 a.m.
Name the past 5 presidents. Go, quick. You got 5 seconds. 5.
All right, so there's Biden. Uh-huh. There was Trump. Uh-huh. There was Obama.
Uh-huh.
Bush, Clinton, Bush,
uh-huh.
Reagan,
uh-huh.
Carter,
uh-huh.
Who was before Horn? I can picture his face. He was very clumsy.
In Maine, you would pronounce him as Ferd.
Yes.
Yes, he was very clumsy, right? Yeah,
yes.
Ford. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's Ferd here in Maine. Like Hannah Ferd.
Before Ferd, was it Eisenhower?
No. I am not a crook.
Oh, it was Nixon.
There we go.
Okay.
Wow, I am so impressed.
I am too.
Slow clap for the incredibly talented Jonah Birch. Wow.
Basic knowledge.
You want to
take a civics class?
Some of us.
Yeah, exactly.
My bad, guys.
I want a minute.
Go out on the street and ask people you know, 10 years younger than you. Who was the president before Biden?
Well, I don't know.
Thanks for listening to David and Cindy. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening to us on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. We love laughing with you. And we are joined special segments this.
He's just joining us this hour.
Why do I overcomplicate dates?
I'm here.
Jordan Birch, the talented Jordan Birch.
Oh, thank you. You took back the incredible, or
I hate me. The incredibly talented Jordan Birch.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you kind of hitting your I haven't slept all night wall?
Yeah, I'm there. I was up all night watching the election. Look, I'm not going to hide it. And then the night before, we had the football game and the Buccaneers went into overtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. But am I a little off? 100%.
Yeah. Well, you're always a little off.
You could use a little nap.
I take that as a compliment. Oh, I'm napping right after this show. Nobody asked. Uh-oh. Just got an email. Somebody's going to ask me to do something. Somebody's going to ask me. They just became my least favorite coworker. A little bit earlier in the show, we were talking about your worst and grossest bug story, because in addition to all the election headlines, there was one other that popped out to us, and that was that a man had a live cockroach removed from his small intestine.
I can't imagine that.
Well, they didn't specify which direction they went to remove that cockroach.
Well, I think you can probably assume.
You can probably assume.
And you have to ask the question how it got in there.
They were thinking that maybe he ate it, but it...
There's no way. There's no way.
Well, cockroaches can survive just about anything.
Yeah. So
it
might
have survived the stomach acid.
Maybe it fell. Maybe it crawled into his... I'm hoping it was his mouth.
Yes.
For his sake.
They say that cockroaches would survive like nuclear bombs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess they probably would survive the acid in your tummy.
I this one did, and survived the small intestine venture, too.
Wow.
And came out. From, again, whatever direction.
Did it came out? It came out alive?
It came out alive.
Wow, imagine the Disney movie that would be produced based on that. Imagine that journey that cockroach went through. Have so many fun side quests. And,
yeah, what would his name be?
Oh gosh,
let's have fun with that. Like, all right, we have Moana, we have Simba, What's a cockroach's name?
Oh, none of the names I'm thinking of are appropriate for our jobs. So
but it emerges from the small intestine, and you put it up in the air.
It's a little different.
Yeah, except you don't need the song there, or at least the beginning of that song, because it's the guy going,
feel that thing crawling in you, right?
That's why he went to the hospital.
Wow. So did he know it was a cockroach?
Yeah. Well, no.
That's the thing.
No.
How did he know?
Okay. He did it until they removed it. He went in for indigestion.
Okay. Oh, that's so terrible.
With all that being said.
Yeah, now that we've totally grossed everybody
out. What
I'm so uncomfy.
What is your grossest bug story? Everybody has one.
Mine isn't necessarily gross. It's more embarrassing.
Okay.
I was in my bedroom. I was going to say a child. Have I told this story? I think I've told you this story, Cindy.
Possibly.
Wait a minute.
I haven't told it yet, so.
Tease it. We're going to share your story in 10 minutes.
I was a child.
What a tease. Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat right here. About Jordan Birch as a child. It's coming up on Q106.5. Oh! I'm telling you what, I did not sleep last night.
The
incredibly talented Jordan Birch.
Incredibly talented.
No, anything you call me is all right, except for late for dinner.
I wouldn't tell him that.
Yeah.
Anything complimentary that you call me. I think it's a better way to say that.
So we're going to start over. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Q106.5, it's David and Cindy, and we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the always late for dinner, Jody Burns.
I said anything but.
It happened. We're talking about the grossest bug story that you've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
Yeah. Jordan, before we get to some of our responses, what is yours? You teased it.
So it's not necessarily a gross bug story, more of just an embarrassing one.
Oh, those are fun.
I was a child, as I teased. I say that, but I was 16. So it was like...
That's a child.
Old enough to maybe... react better than how I reacted to this situation, okay?
Right.
So it was late at night. I was watching basketball.
Oh.
Probably a West Coast game. Sure. I think it was midnight 30, okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I look over. I have my bed, okay? Yeah. I'm laying in bed. Uh-huh. My bed is in the corner. Yeah.
Is this not where the story's going? Okay, I'll turn that down then. Sorry, I was just assuming. I was like, oh, he's 16. And
So I was in my bed. The bed is in the corner of my bedroom, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I look to my left, and from the television reflection, okay? Because the only light in my room that was on was the light from the TV.
Right, yeah.
Probably a CRT TV, too, like one of the big ones.
Right, huge, yeah. Big booty on that thing.
And I look over, and I see the shadow of a huge spider. Big spider.
Oh,
okay?
My goodness.
It's probably a small spider, but it looked
really big. Exactly. Yeah, because the reflection.
Really, really big. And then I saw it crawl away. It crawled underneath, like into the sheets or behind the bed or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, "Nope, I'm not dealing with this."
So we're back into the sheets, okay? Yeah. All right, with the spider. Yeah. All right.
Not dealing with this.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I get up, grab my pillow. Maybe I left the pillow. I don't know. I got up and left, and I just slept in the living room. My dad came into the living room the next day, and I was like, "Hey, dude, just so you know, I sleep here now."
Not going back in that room.
Yeah, no, it was like 3 months before I slept in my bed again.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny! And no, so you have a fear of spiders?
Not now, but when I was a child, yeah. I did. Now, like if I see a spider, I'll kill it.
Oh, my God, you murder. Yeah,
what are you doing in my house? Get out of here. You're not paying rent.
Jeez Louise. Yeah.
See, I don't mind spiders in the house, mm-hmm. but I mind spiders in my room.
Yes,
if they're in where I'm sleeping, because I have fears of, you know, in my ears or in my mouth or
nose.
So they're dead if they're in my room.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Or if they're in the living room and they're crawling around on the ceiling over my head, they're dead.
Yeah. I dated a girl. It didn't last long, but she would call me all the time to come over late at night. And not like that. It would be.
It's an excuse to get you over.
No, dinner. No, like, not even.
We all know.
Not even. It would be to kill a spider. And I'd be like, "Well, I'm here." And you're like, "Okay, thank you." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh,
see ya."
Thanks for the help.
So, and I think I did that twice before I was like, "Okay, I'm done with this.
I'm not doing that again.
I'm not going to be a spider killer. I'm not going to drive 10 minutes out of my way at 3 a.m.
And then 10 minutes back. I'm
going home. Okay.
Now you're up at 3 a.m. You could probably go to Taco Bell.
Well, I wasn't working in morning radio then. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. I understand.
I had this big, strong, tough boyfriend one time and showed up at his house, and he was all upset because there was a centipede in his tub. And I had to go kill the centipede for him.
Turn the faucet on, right?
They're so gross. They have so many legs. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not about to make fun of anybody with the fear of bugs because everybody has their fear of something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, what is your gross bug story? We got a couple to share coming up. 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Beautiful. Oh, do I get to talk about Masons here?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I do. Here is your sign to go to Masons. Beautiful weather today is in the forecast. Going to be 70-something? What? And they have a full bar with bourbon. Now, why am I bringing that up? Because you need that for the colder days, like tomorrow. We're 70 today. What are we, negative 20 tomorrow? The weather's weird here in Maine. Thank God for Mason's Brewing Company. Two locations, Machias and Brewer. And if you're hearing this right now, I'm telling you, this means you deserve a Mason's beer on tap for lunch. So many different options. Listen, if you were up late last night like me watching the election because history is going to be made one way or the other, I get it. Go to lunch today. You don't want to cook your own. Mason's will do it for you. pizzas. I get the ahi tuna salad. In fact, I'm going to go today and get the ahi tuna salad. And their appetizers are phenomenal. And you already know Mason's has the best beer on tap. You won't find a better beer food combo than at Mason's. I challenge you. You just won't. The votes are in. Mason's wins. Mason's in Brewer and Machias, my new home away from home. I'll see you today at Mason's for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. Mason's Brewing Company.
Goofy.
Really? I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Wait, you too goofy?
That's what she said. She was like, you have too much energy and you're too goofy and we can't date anymore. And I was like, oh. Well, what do you mean by that? I don't have too much energy.
Okay. So
are you sure about this? Let's go get a coffee and maybe go see a movie later.
Okay.
I'll buy you dinner.
Off air, we were talking about breakups.
Yeah, we might do that tomorrow. I think that would be fun. What's the most embarrassing way you have responded to a breakup? Oh, that would be fun for tomorrow.
That would
kind of be a follow-up too, because the other day we did...
Yeah.
What's the worst way you've ever been broken up with?
We carried it over, yeah.
And 2 days ago, or I guess yesterday, we did the say something nice about your ex.
Right, yeah. We're really talking about exes a lot lately.
Focusing on this a lot.
You know what? we probably won't even remember this by tomorrow, but maybe we'll revisit. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're talking about bugs. Mm-hmm. So,
that's right, like the fly crawling on the window over here.
Yeah. We're talking about your grossest bug story. Everybody has one. This was inspired by... a gentleman who recently had a live cockroach, again, the ugliest bug in the world, and somebody looked at that bug and goes, we're going to call that a cockroach to make it even worse for this little fella. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
The PR team for cockroaches really needs to get their act together.
Wow. I would think so. Yeah. So there's a live cockroach was, I hate saying this, pulled out of a gentleman's small intestine. Mm-hmm. And it again, live. Alive. It was alive. It was alive. Did I mention it was an alive cockroach?
It was, crawling around in his intestines.
Lived to tell the tale. Imagine the podcast that cockroach would be able to tell. He has so many stories.
Yeah, and the podcast would be called In Dark Places.
Yeah, and there will be a podcast, there will, about how the cockroach got in his intestines.
How do we think that...
I don't want to speculate on this man's...
Go ahead, speculate. That's your job. You're in radio. You're in media. All we do is speculate. How do you think it got in there?
So I think there are three options,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Three options? Are we understanding the three options?
I'm out of this conversation.
Yeah, let's go to the phone. What's your worst bug story? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Cindy calling from Bangor,
Maine. Whoa.
Hi, Cindy.
We have a Cindy here, and you're a Cindy, too.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. It's a Cindy call.
Who's the real Cindy?
Yeah. Who's playing games here? What's up, Cindy? What can we do for you?
I have a spider story for you.
Oh, cool. Another spider story.
Pray tell, Cindy.
Well, I was at work one day, and I had a coffee sitting out back, and a spider had crawled in it, and I didn't know it.
Oh, my gosh.
I drank the coffee, and I could feel it crawling down my mouth.
No! No!
And I spit it out.
Oh, my God!
And it was a really caffeinated spider, too, so it had so much energy.
It was gross.
I bet!
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hopefully your coffee is spider-free this morning. We can't thank you enough for calling in, Cindy. It's great hearing from you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she was the sweetest.
Yes.
Cindy, please call again. We're Q106.5.
You know, even though it's going to be warm today, it's too late for a lot of things, like hot sunny days at the beach, planting flowers outside that will bloom this year. It's not too late to get your roof replaced with Home Roofing Solutions. Most roofing companies may quit once the weather gets wintry, but the crews at Home Roofing Solutions just keep going. And actually, now is the perfect time to set up your first appointment and get your free quote, because my friends at Home Roofing Solutions have extended into November their Roof It or Lose It special roof replacement savings and pricing options for any home or budget. So give them a call and they'll send an expert to your house to assess your job, talk to you about your options like asphalt, shingles, or metal roofing, and fill you in on the best warranty package in the business. If the price is what really concerns you, don't worry. Folks at Home Roofing Solutions can talk to you about their financing options so you can roof now and pay later. Honestly, they just want you to have a safe, secure roof before winter hits. So call them today and get started on your free quote. With now four locations in Aetna, Bangor, Gorham, and Holton, they can serve you even faster. And most jobs are typically done in a day or two. Get that first quote scheduled by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
There we go. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, and we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the incredibly talented Jordan Burns. Oh,
thank you so much for that.
Just before we got on air, off air, we were talking about the gym and walking into the locker room, and I want to hear more from Miss Cindy Campbell because...
What?
So we're boys.
Yes.
I mean, we are boys.
A couple of fellas.
We're men.
Testosterone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we walk into the men's locker room, and sometimes it can be a frightening sight. We turn that corner, we go, oh, my God, what is that? It's scary in the men's locker room.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What's it like? So... What's it like in the girl locker room?
Walk us through it a little bit.
Yeah, I have never walked into the women's locker room.
I felt so icky right there.
You really did.
Yeah, I felt so icky.
What would you say?
What'd you say?
I'm listening to the story at this point.
Okay.
I was echoing David's sentiments. Oh, I think what we're doing right here is icky.
That is icky. You are really gross. I'm not asking. You're inquiring. I'm just talking to Cindy.
When I walk into the locker room, everyone is fully clothed.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Tell us a lie.
No.
Make it up.
No.
Tell us a lie.
Nope. Sorry.
Make the story better.
Sorry.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Not the case in the men's locker room. Not the case in the men's locker room. I don't know why. They're just full, many confident men here.
I was going to use the term confident. Yeah, yeah. Very, very confident.
I'm jealous.
In the Bangor area.
What you're telling me is I should accidentally walk into the wrong locker room?
No,
is that what you're telling me?
I don't think that's what we're saying.
I think it's the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. No. That's what I should be
you're
doing.
You're probably thinking you're going to walk in and see Thor, God of Thunder, and you are not.
Oh, okay.
You're going to see Steven. The jester of Light Rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good joke.
Does that make sense? I probably... You think you're going to walk in and see Thor, God of Thunder, but you're going to see Steven, the jester of Light Rain.
That's a very, very weird place.
Yeah. Just don't walk into the men's locker room. Mm.
Okay.
All right, coming up, we're going to... I think we have one more segment. Wow. Best show today.
We have to do this one more time?
Yeah, one more time. But we're actually going to have some substance. We're going to have words of wisdom.
What was that?
We're actually going to have some substance, unlike Steven. The jester of Light Rain.
Did you say unlike Steven? The jester of Light Rain.
You get the joke, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Because you have Thor, the God of Thunder. All right? Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to say anymore.
Yeah.
He's the God of Thunder.
One.
He's Thor.
Three.
Yeah, you're walking in, you're like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I want to see when I walk into the room.
It's true, yeah.
But then you walk in, and it's like, okay, here's Steven, the jester of Light Rain. The best I could do.
No, I mean,
I'm working on a whim here, bro.
No, I get it.
He's working on no sleep is what he's working on.
How did we end up here? Okay.
I don't know.
Coming up.
It's been a weird and wonderful journey. Wonderful, maybe not so much. I don't know.
Coming up, we're going to recap the election and have some words of wisdom to end today's show. Could it come fast enough? David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening. Luke Combs, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, thank you so much.
And look at us go. We are actually on time today. This is fantastic. All right. Let's do quickly just election talk, just the facts, the details. So President-elect Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He'll be sworn in January 20th, 2025. And he is the second president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
Right.
Who was the first?
The first was Grover Cleveland.
That's right.
22 and 24.
All right.
And we learned that Benjamin Harrison was the 23rd president.
The one in between.
Wow.
And you're wondering, I've never heard the name Benjamin Harrison. You don't be surprised.
No.
He I always like to go down in history as the one in between.
Yeah. Well,
not me. So Trump will be 45 and 47. So that's pretty cool. As far as local measures go, they all passed except for the flag.
Yes. Yeah. All of those questions passed. Are look to pass. I mean, it's still only like 91%, 92% of the votes.
Yeah.
But yes, look to pass. Flag, that's not going to happen.
Which is very unfortunate because Jordan, you know, he always jumps the gun. He got a tattoo of that flag.
Mm-hmm. I did, right across my chest.
Thinking it was going to be the new main flag.
I was really excited. It's still a historical main flag.
Yeah, but now he just looks kind of silly.
I voted twice, really hoping this one would pass.
Yeah, he cheated.
Kind of geeky to get it and say it was another the 1902 flag.
Yeah.
Instead of the current flag.
I know it is.
Because like, getting the current flag would be totally
way
cool.
Way cooler.
Right. Yeah, and it has Derrigo on there.
Derrigo.
Now you just have a pine tree and a star.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool still.
It's simple.
Mm-hmm. I just wish I didn't put the star on my nipple.
Yeah, I bet that hurt.
Yeah.
You have a simple chest, is what I'm saying.
A simple chest?
Yeah, you take that however you want to.
Okay.
As far as the latest on the Congress seat that's open between, oh my gosh.
All morning long.
I heard.
Cannot remember these two people.
We heard their political ads, Austin Terrio.
Yes.
And Austin Coldman. Austin Colton.
Oh, you think it was an Austin versus an Austin?
Texas Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Jared.
He went and bought a ring.
He went to Jared. I went to the bar.
Ring.
Is it Jared Austin? Jared Goldman.
Jared Golden.
Golden.
Yeah.
It's Gold Member versus Austin Powers.
Okay, so yeah, there we go. That's a good way to remember it.
Literally, with 93% of the results in, Jared Golden has 166,051 votes. Austin Terrio has 164,477.
Oh,
close. They're neck and neck.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody at the polling places. I went to Brewer. They were absolutely fantastic. Another shout out to Autumn. She was wonderful.
Orrington, also fantastic. Yep. And to the scouts that were selling meals and baked goods outside the Orrington polling place. Still wishing I'd gotten one of those cupcakes because they look so good, but I was a good girl and I walked away.
Did you guys use the term phenomenal? Did you just say phenomenal?
Did I say phenomenal?
No, but we can,
okay,
we can
so
say
Bangor was phenomenal.
Too. Oh,
okay.
He's looking for an adjective that wasn't used. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think. Well,
they let you cheat, though, it sounds like.
They encouraged me to cheat.
Okay, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
I went there with the intentions to commit voter fraud.
Sure, yeah.
And then they asked, do you want to commit voter fraud?
They asked.
And I said, I mean, is this what we're doing?
Yeah.
is this what we're doing?
He's such a joiner.
Jordan's personal cell is 207. Get a pen and paper. Write this down. If you want to reach Jordan directly about his claims of voter fraud.
You can email jordan.bird.
Or you can message me on the Q106.5 app. And make sure to keep listening on to Middays, because we got another code that could send you to see Kane Brown in San Diego.
Beautiful. Very cool. 1020. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it. All right. Words of wisdom. Let's go. Around the room. Here we go.
Next time David hasn't had any sleep, I'm bringing popcorn.
Ooh. Oh, because I'm entertaining?
Very entertaining.
I take that as a compliment. Are you kidding me? This is why I get recognized at the polling place. I walked in there. They were like, oh, my gosh. Are you him? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, are you him? And I was like, absolutely.
Okay. I'd say my words of wisdom, if you go to the gym locker room, just don't look too closely.
Oh, gosh, that's great advice.
Squint a little bit.
Yeah. Also, never ask for, don't ask questions that you know the answer's probably going to be disappointing. Just live the fantasy. Right? Don't ask a question that you know the answer is probably not going to be what you want, and keep the fantasy alive in your brain.
Sometimes reality and is good, though. It's very grounding.
Okay. All right. There we go. go. Also, get out and vote. Get out and vote.
That was yesterday.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, the election's over.
I had that written down. Okay, yeah. We'll just stick with the fantasy thing.
Okay.
Don't ask questions that you know the answer is going to ruin your fantasy. Mm-hmm. Really? The girls' locker room is just...
What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear pillow fights and lingerie?
I don't know. Better than like, oh, there's nothing. There's just nothing going on. It's just all dressed and clothed.
Women are a lot more self-conscious than men are, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Q106.5. Thanks for listening.